Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Hey, happy Thursday.
Did we bosh that intro a little?
Kind of. I was a little off. I'm sorry.
I think it was me too. I felt a little off.
It's kind of the vibes right now.
Listen, we both have headaches and we're going to be so real with you right now. We got
migraines. Okay.
They're coming through. It is raining cats and dogs in New York. I know it's allergy and maybe I think I am getting my period like next week or
I'm on my period.
5 days. Oh yeah. There you go. So we're battling through. We are heroes and we don't get enough credit for being
heroes.
We do this
for you guys.
We do it for you. Yeah. And we all know that you know how we feel in this moment. So thank you for your sympathies and just bear with us throughout this entire episode if we screw up a little bit because our brains are scrambled.
Yeah, just give us a break a little bit here.
We're the hot girls today too. Huh?
Oh,
we're so hattie.
Wait, I was literally thinking
a little Knicks collab.
I like that hat. First off,
it's really cute.
New
right?
York or Nowhere has been doing really cool collabs with all the New York sports scenes.
That's how I found out about it because I have a New York or Nowhere hat and I have like a little keychain that I bought, 2 years ago, and I got an email about this collab and I said, ooh, and I haven't been brave enough to wear it because I was really worried that if I suddenly was like, oh, by the way, I've been rooting for the Knicks all along, everybody would be like, well, now they're going to lose because you're a piece of shit. So, those are just fears I have.
Right.
But I felt brave today.
I was literally thinking about you wearing hats today when I was going to put on a hat.
Yeah.
I was like, Kelly hasn't worn a hat in a while. Like,
no. Usually I wear hats on Thursdays when we don't record and I come in looking like shit. But today
I usually wear hats on Mondays.
There you go. So yeah, we're just the hat girls if you're watching
hat
on
girls.
YouTube. you know what would pair well with our hats?
A cup of Pink Whitney.
A big old glass of Pink Whitney.
I think maybe that would help our migraines.
I think it really would. Yeah. Like, I almost want to take a shot to, like, try to get rid of it. But, yes, Pink Whitney, our number one bestie on the pod forever and always. We love you so much. Pink lemonade-flavored vodka. One of the best drinks out there. You can mix it with pretty much any mixer. Anything that you would mix, like, a lemonade with, you can mix this with. And I think that lemonade, especially pink lemonade, is one of the most versatile flavors.
Yes.
Add in a little vodka and, ooh, you're off to the races.
It's delicious. Yeah, like Kelly said, there's so many different ways to drink it. And there's also so many different ways to buy it.
Ooh.
We have the big boy sizes. We have the 20-shot buckets, the medium-sized handles, anything that's perfect for what you need in that moment, whether you're going to the bar with your friends or you're just hanging out, having a pregame or a big party at your place.
Mm-hmm.
Pink Whitney is the perfect choice for any type of occasion. So make sure you are taking your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo! And a small update on our future Pink Whitney party.
Yes.
Date is to be determined. We've got things are going great. We found a place that we're probably going to have it at. It's just finding the date. And unfortunately, the first date suggested is the day that I'm going to Beyonce. I remember I said, I was like, the one day I can't do is this one day. And that was like the day that came up.
So and obviously, Beyonce is first priority.
Well, Beyonce, I'm sorry, it's Beyonce.
It's like, Beyonce.
I love you guys, but it's Beyonce.
I can't do that. The Jonas Brothers are in town.
Exactly.
Beyonce's
and
in town.
I'm pretty sure I told everybody that months ago, but whatever. No one's listening to me when I speak, and that's all fine. So we will get back to you with a date. We're trying to make sure that there's enough time for people to plan accordingly, etc. So just, it is on the horizon. It will happen one day.
It'll happen eventually.
It'll happen one day. And you know what though? The weather will be nicer now. So it's like guaranteed cutie outfit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
I preferred more of a summer vibe, but the summer just gets so busy.
Exactly.
But we'll see. We'll see. It'll happen eventually.
It'll happen. And we just want to make sure that we are on your calendar. So we will let you know when we know more.
Yeah.
But it's still in motion. Don't worry. Nobody has forgotten. Anyway, so we have, after our fabulous episode, our Tuesday episode, we said that we were coming back with our homework today. So we have, we're going through the Tortured Poets Department playlists that Taylor made before the album came out. We have also ranked our track ones.
Yes.
And we have a couple of things that happened since we turned off the microphones yesterday.
Yeah.
The first, of course, being, and this always happens, like as soon as we're done recording, something happens like this. Taylor Nation and had posted all across all platforms a video with 12 clips. 12. And the clips are all saying different things. Did you see that one video that a girl tagged us in? I think the girl's name is like Nikki or something. She had a really comprehensive breakdown of every single clip in the post.
Okay.
And each one like kind of flows into another one. Like they all just basically talk about like her reclaiming her work and like whatever. Like it's, right. It's funny how I didn't think about it when I was seeing the clips because I've seen so many of those clips before.
Yeah.
But in the pattern that it's shown in, it's very like, oh, this is this makes sense. So I don't know. If you haven't seen that clip yet, go take a look. But there's also the sixth clip in this 12 clip is doesn't have Taylor in it. It's the Yes Whale, and she's not in it.
Yeah.
But that's the only one that she's not the star of. Huh. Six, Reputation. So
right.
And then in clips 7 and 11, we reference Karma.
Huh.
Huh. Karma the Lost album.
Right.
We're back.
So now I feel like people are like clowning for Karma the Lost album.
People are really, I never once in my life clowned for Karma the Lost album until like last week when I said, hey, maybe it's this.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone was right all along.
Well, like maybe Karma is the Volt tracks.
Could be. And Karma's been written on the wall of the man forever. You know right. what I'm saying? Like in that music video. So it's like Karma, Orange Karma is somewhere. And
I'm confused.
I always
thought
it was silly. Like I was like, no way. But
because
now
with
I
all
really
the 12s,
yeah.
It's like what I just, it's confusing about what we're clowning for.
Yes.
We're just clowning for something.
I don't know what to clown for.
Yeah.
All I know is that my nose is on.
Yeah, mine is on too.
At the very least until May 26th.
Yeah.
And there's just no, like there's so many, something will happen at the AMAs, whether it's, you know, an exclusive look at another surprise song or Reputation Taylor's version. Like something will happen. If it's another exclusive look, I don't know.
It might be time to
I don't know what I'm
going to
do.
Yeah, it might just be time to just give it up and never talk about it again until it happens.
Exactly.
But
so
I mean,
we'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I think like
what do
we
you think
said
about the clip.
I mean, I didn't really think anything of it, to be honest.
Neither did
until
I until
people
I saw that
started
breakdown.
Being like, "Oh my god, it's 12 clips, whatever." Mm-hmm. Wait, what was that? What was that tweet that I sent you?
Let me see.
That was like in all caps. And
oh yeah.
It was like
I sent you something
blah blah blah. Let me see. Okay. Oh my god, Swifties. Alert,
yes.
Alert, Rep TV, clowns, worldwide stand-up. Karma mentioned twice in the 7th and 11th clip, 7-11, a Friday, 6 days before Taylor's 13,000th day of life.
That's hilarious.
It's
and like,
so crazy.
Who knows if the math is right on that, but I'm here for it. Uh-oh.
Like,
someone says.
And the Karma music video turns 2 on May 26th.
That, to me, is the biggest fucking, like, that's a huge... That's huge. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And again, so that in the 7th clip and the 11th clip, like, they're showing her, they showed her in that, like, outfit that she's wearing in the Carmen Busy video where she's the top part, where she's the, who is that goddess? Athena? Artemis?
Is it Artemis?
She's the balancing god. I should know this. Balancing goddess.
Harmonia?
No. It might even be like, what the hell is her name? Nemesis? Wait.
Yumi?
In Greek mythology, both Nemesis and Themis are associated with balance. Nemesis is the...
Themis?
No, there's like one fucking... There's one girl who's the balancer. God, why can't I just think of her name? Here she is. Yuni? No, why is this so hard to find right now?
Oh, man.
She's like literally, the goddess of justice. That's like what her name is, or that's like what she is.
Is that it? Artemis?
I think it must be.
The goddess
There's so much fan fiction on Google.
Yeah, there is so much fan fiction. It's all just like drawn pictures.
Everyone's saying Nemesis is her name, but I just, Phania, listen. It's a Greek goddess that's about balance and justice. And,
yeah,
and
yeah.
And that's what it is. And I'm not exactly sure what her name is. And I'm so sorry for everybody who's probably
sorry to
at
that
the TV.
Goddess.
Sorry to that goddess. I thought I knew you, and yeah. I guess I don't. But so in that music video, Taylor is that balancey goddess, and then the whole frame flips upside down, and she's doing it again, but with like a black Versace dress, and,
yeah.
And a horn mask, like the devil and Reputation vibe. So
yeah.
That to me. I know I said this last episode, but that to me is like the biggest indicator of Rep TV.
Right.
Like that
the
if
mirroring.
They keep showing that, the mirroring,
yeah.
The flip upside down, the 6, 6, 12. Like I just, there's got to be something.
Yeah.
And finally the Karma, like everyone's talking about the Karma music video forever. And you know, it's about time that we figured it out.
Yeah.
We also have the Bejeweled music video. The cups. We're talking about the cup again. The coffee
right, that
cup.
That coffee cup.
People are saying that if you read it in order, it's like blue, This is so dumb.
I couldn't get this either. I was like, where do people see blue?
Her thumbnail.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 1989. And then one of the hands is on 11. One of the hands is on 12. And then it's black Reputation thumb.
Right.
So I don't know. But then when you're making the Bejeweled music video, I'm not sure if she, you know, had written 12 yet. Like, she had the plan right. for 12
right.
when the Bejeweled music video came out. Like, I don't know. And then,
well, she's always thinking like 20 steps ahead. So I don't know.
There's a lot to think about. But so in the coming in the next 2 weeks or so, you're just gonna see a shit ton of clowning. You're gonna see a lot of theories. You're gonna see a lot of math and connecting dots and whatever. And
Taylor
all
Nation's
really compelling.
Really feeding into it.
They
time.
Really are.
Question.
Yeah.
Say she wins an award, whatever. She gets up there. What do you think? What do you think she's gonna say? Like, what do you think she's gonna do?
You know what I would really love? I've like envisioned this moment, and I would love if she gets up on stage. This will never happen, but I would love if she gets up on stage. Whatever award she's there to accept, I'm sure it's an award that she'll be accepting. She'll get up to the microphone. She'll be like, "Hey guys, I just want to say thank you so much." Blah blah blah. And then all of a sudden, it's like, like the microphone goes out,
lights cut.
The lights go out, and then it's like flashing, and it looks like technology's fucking up. And then all of a sudden, it's like do in the background, like Black Mirror intro, and it's like you know, flashes like broken glass, and all of a sudden it's Rep TV, and it's do like the beginning of what you're gonna do. I would shit a brick, Gia. Like, that's what I want. Like, that's the amount of time and effort that we've all put into clowning. Like, I want to hear the Eras Tour intro to the Rep section.
When
she's doing this and like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. And that's really what I want.
Right. So
I feel like that's not too much to ask.
So that's what you think. Rep TV with Karma Vault Tracks?
I'm pretty set on that. Like, I really do think that it's Rep TV with a Karma, like, possibly double album Vault Track. Maybe it's six songs. Like, I think that there's something there. I want to get on board with the clowning for 12.
Yeah.
And again, 12 might just be
there's
Karma,
been
the lost album.
It might just
be that. Like, maybe that will be her 12th album, and then Rep, like, comes at the same time. Like, I don't know. I just... Something in my bones.
Something
in my bones.
I feel like, I'm leaning more towards Rep TV with, like, maybe not a double album, but, like, like something that you said last time or last episode, like a reflection almost, which I think Karma is, like, technically supposed to be that. The Lost album, like, part of it was, like, supposed to be that. I don't really know. Like, you know? But
that was the rumors.
Or, like, the Vault Tracks, whatever. They're, like, that orange, pink, purple vibe that we've been going for.
I think to contrast
the Reputation. Mm-hmm. So, it's hard for me to believe that she's going to announce a whole nother album before claiming all of her songs as her own.
Yeah. I just feel that way as well.
Yeah. So we'll have to really keep our eyes peeled.
And listen, have fun with it, everybody. Have a good time with it. Don't stress yourself
out.
It's
fun.
We're all along for the ride.
If nothing happens,
just take it
around.
If we look foolish, you know, May 26th goes down as another clown day. We have plenty of those. So no worries. In the meantime, Travis has been working hard, still working. He did his pod, but Jason... And I didn't actually see who else was on the pod with them.
It was Fitzpatrick and that other guy. Wit and Fitz.
Yes.
His name's Wit, but I don't know what his full name is.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. I like him a lot. He went to Harvard, right? He's like the really smart.
I don't know. All I know is he lived in Chatham.
I think he went to Harvard and he played for the
Jets.
Yeah. He's like a very smart guy.
Okay.
And so I've always like remembered him. And what a manicured beard he has.
I was literally about to say that. Huge beard.
Huge
insane beard.
Very manicured. Yeah. Proud of him for getting control of that big ass
beard. I'm sure Jason was like, fuck. Like, for
real.
His beard totally is better than my beard.
Jason's low-key on the way to a beard like that, though.
Oh,
like,
totally.
He's like halfway there. His beard is crazy as well. But anyway, so Travis, they were talking, you know, yucking it up, talking, having fun. They were mentioning a little bit about, you know, homes that they had, and Travis kind of said that the house that he had before the house he has now, he basically had it just, it like had no furniture in it, and it was all up against a wall, and it was kind of like a frat house, and he said that they basically used it as like the party house after games,
which
I thought was hilarious. And
she made him grow up a little bit. Taylor made him get some furniture.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's everyone wants to give me shit when I had my mean thoughts on Travis when I didn't like him yet. But I will say, like, I don't know. He was like a fuckboy frat boy.
He was a playboy a little bit, for sure. A little bit. Yeah.
So it's like, whatever. But no, he's a grown man now. He's he's figured it out. And he's always been respectful, everyone says. So we love that. But what's really making headlines is they were talking a little bit about, you know, movies and TV shows. And Travis admitted to loving the 90s character Wendy Peppercorn.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know who she is, you should just Google her, because she looks exactly like Taylor Swift.
She literally looks exactly, especially when Taylor wears like those glasses.
Yeah, like the always, Blank Space video, Taylor yeah, Swift is yeah, like exactly. Wendy Peppercorn.
She always kind of wears those like 70s style, would you say, or 60s?
I would say 60s,
like 50s, 60s style glasses, you know, like with the white frames around.
The Sandlot is who Wendy is from, by the way.
Yeah, she's the lifeguard that does the mouth to mouth, right? Yeah. Actually, somebody I saw on Twitter, like when they went to Wimbledon, somebody put a side by side of Taylor with Wendy, and they're like, "Oh my god, they look exactly alike." And then fast forward to now, they quote tweeted their own tweet, and they're like, "I'm Nostradamus. Like, I can see the future." I thought that was cute. He also talked about London for like 2 seconds.
Yes,
he was like, I don't even really know what they were talking about.
I don't know
but
how
he was
it came
like,
up. Jason made a joke, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, what brought you to London? Was it love?
Yeah, and he's like, yes, it was. Yeah. Like, whatever. I had such a fun time jumping on stage, blah, blah, blah. And then they were talking about the Pope. Did you see that too?
I was fucking dying at the Pope. I think I sent you that clip too. Like, that specific section
Jason's
of it.
Saying, like
so funny.
Did the Pope get pussy? I was like, ew, Jason, like, don't say that. Like,
Jason every once in a while comes
he's
kind of
crude
like, yeah, he's really crude. Yeah, like, but I crack up at that. It's like funny. It's because it seems unexpected, like he's just so like it is but it's not, like I just forget that they're like that, and I love crude humor, so I think I like was dying over that.
I was like, oh my god, like, pussy. I'm like clutching my pearls.
Was like, I don't know how you come out of Chicago without finding some pussy. Yeah. He's like, we were there in the ESPN zone.
Yeah,
at the time,
that was really
like,
funny.
He was everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, cracking up. But yes,
that was very funny.
A funny, crude conversation between the boys. And yeah, that's all that's pretty much happened since we last recorded in the world of Taylor and Travis. Should we do our homework?
Let's get into it. Oh, also, the Patrick Mahomes 15 Mahomes Gala.
Oh yeah,
is tonight. It's Thursday
night.
But
yeah,
when
okay.
this episode comes out, it'll be Thursday, obviously. So
yes,
keep your eyes peeled for that.
For a potential Taylor sighting. She went last year.
Yeah, potentially that. And
in
then
that
also,
green dress, right?
Yeah, with that green dress, with that cute clip with him like kissing her shoulder and stuff. Oh, kill me. That was
so
cute.
So cute.
And just that Chiefs show, The Kingdom, is coming in the fall.
Oh, I'm so interested in that. That no Taylor in the preview, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of Patrick, and there was some Britney, and there was Patrick had a line that was like, you know, it's an emotional game, and this is our life.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
So I feel
seems
like
it's going to be a very highly emotional series.
Yeah.
You know, well,
but I'm excited about that.
They had high hopes and they got cut short.
Yeah.
And I think I've seen this film before and I did like the ending. So I will be tuning in for episode 10.
That's true. As in you're ready to catch those
I will be tuning
tears.
In for the season finale.
You're going to drink them all up. Drink
and I'll
up all
be
the
doing
tears.
The Fortnite dance on their grave. Sorry. But no, I think it seems like it'll be really good, really intense.
I think so too, yeah.
And it'll be a good little inside look at, you know, what it's like to be on the team and all that stuff. So that should be exciting.
Absolutely.
For some extra Travis crumbs.
Absolutely.
And yeah, that's about it.
And we're looking forward to it. That, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'll be mention of Taylor. It'd be crazy to not.
I feel like
I
for sure.
Even,
if there's
like,
going to be like Britney.
Worse to not, right.
Yeah,
be
or maybe just
worse.
Like, you know, the girlfriend, blah, blah, blah.
Just to, I mean, just a mention, like, I don't think that's out of hand.
Yeah.
Especially Chiefs Kingdom. Like,
I feel like
she's
they're
such
gonna,
a big part of it now. You
yeah.
know?
I feel like maybe they'll talk about like Travis, like traveling and stuff.
For sure. Also, and, it's his 13th year. And he's he's very prominent in the, Travis himself is prominent in the
trailer. Yeah. Very, very prominent.
So yeah, I think that we'll definitely hear more about that. Yeah. But that's in the fall. So get excited. Gia, we are closing in on my Beyonce dates.
Yep. I'm very, very jealous.
I know you're jealous.
Scouring.
Yeah.
Game time.
Yeah. Watching it every day, making sure those prices are exactly where you want them to be, because Game Time is our number one favorite app. Definitely also the number one app used at Barstool Sports when it comes to ticketing, whether it's concerts, events, plays, shows. Like there's a million different things that you can find on Game Time, and I feel like people aren't utilizing that enough.
Yep.
But of course, we love Game Time the most for all they've done for us in terms of concerts and, in fact, letting us go to the Miami Eras Tour.
Yes.
At, you know, just on its own. And major shouts to Game Time. Happy to have you back hanging out with us.
We love Game Time so much. They are the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. I was dealing with a whole hubbub this morning trying to get tickets for Olivia Dean. She had the pre-sale. Oh. So I was waiting online on you know what and waiting. There was 5,000 people ahead of me. Freaking waiting 30 minutes, finally get to the end of the line, everything sold out.
Garbage.
So you know what?
Absolute
I'm
garbage.
Definitely going to have to use Game Time to secure those Olivia Dean tickets because they are the only reliable people these days because mm-hmm. you can't rely on anyone else but Game Time. They make getting tickets faster and easier, and prices on the app actually go down the closer that it gets to showtime. As I said, I was looking for tickets for Olivia Dean, and I've already seen some amazing deals for her. She's coming to Brooklyn in June, which I'm super excited for. So what are you waiting for? Those Beyonce tickets, Olivia Dean tickets, whatever it is, Broadway tickets.
Get to a Broadway show. So George Clooney's on Broadway.
Oh my goodness. George Clooney.
Jake Gyllenhaal's on Broadway.
Yeah. It's like, what are we waiting for here?
It's too many celebs up there.
Exactly. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. All right. What should we do first? Our ranking or let's do our ranking first. Okay. That'll go fast. Okay.
So, interesting list of choices with these songs. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, not my favorite Mm-mm. songs.
A few of them are high on my list of favorites, but yes. none of them are like a number one favorite.
Yeah, I agree.
But some of them are pretty high up. Do we want to? So you ranked them. Want to go least to best or best to least?
Yeah, let's go best to least, right?
Best to least. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Should we just go back and forth like one?
Yeah.
One, two.
Perfect.
Okay. Wait. So also, did you include the anthology?
No, but
okay. Neither did I.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Because I don't. What would that be?
That would be the Black Dog.
The Black Dog.
Yeah. Do you want to include it?
No.
Okay.
Because that song's great, and we can just say that it's great.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
It's like technically.
But it's not like
it's not technically track one. You know, like track one
exactly.
is Fortnite.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
Okay. So for number one, for me is Fearless.
Very nice. Okay. For number one, I have The One.
Okay. Yeah.
That's like.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. I'm on some new shit. That's that. You know, the lyric heard around the world.
Literally, I'll never forget the moment I heard that lyric for the
Same.
First time.
Same.
For two, I have State of Grace.
Oh my God, oh, you're so opposite. I'm like crying
oh my God,
about
that's funny.
Wait until you hear where I have State of Grace.
Yeah,
I'm
like, gonna kill you.
My second, I have your favorite, Welcome to New York.
Okay.
But I love that song. I love that
song.
And that song opening up 1989, like whether you like it or not, it sets the tone.
It also set the tone for like your like life in New York when you first started there. Like I just didn't get that. So like it just never resonated with me. Yeah.
Yeah. Too personal for me. But I love it.
For three is The One for me.
Good. Yeah. I love The One.
Me too.
Three, I have Ready for It.
Okay.
That was another one that was explosive when that just was cool.
Four, I have Ready for It.
Nice.
I think that's like one of the, I think it sets the tone for Reputation like perfectly,
absolutely.
Obviously.
Yeah. Absolutely. Four, I have Lavender Haze.
Okay, cute.
I love Lavender Haze. Meet Me at Midnight. Chills.
Kind like, of a skip love. For me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are
I have
you,
it pretty
like,
low.
Of it or
it just never like I like the talk you're talking go viral. Like I
just
like that.
See this love spiral. Get it off your chest. Get it off my desk.
Like I like that part,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know, just never really like hit home for me. Like I just never really gravitated towards it. I don't really know why.
As a song, I like the song, but I like it more like as the like opener to the album. Like
right.
I just love that Meet Me at Midnight and like the sound. And I think that's cool.
I love the production of it for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. I just think it's cool. Okay. Five.
Five. I have I Forgot That You Existed.
Ooh, good one. Yeah. I have Willow for five.
That's funny because for six, I have Willow.
Well, for six, I have I Forgot That You Existed.
That's funny.
Right in the middle.
Very
similar. I love both
similar.
Those songs.
Let's, yeah, me
we
too.
Can, we can lump them in together. I love both those songs. I think that they set the tone for both of those albums pretty well.
Yeah.
Totally different vibes, obviously.
Yeah.
But
I just love the sassiness of I Forgot That You Existed.
Me too.
It's a short song, but it does what it needs to do in that short amount of time, you know?
Absolutely. And to open the Lover album with it is
yeah.
like just funny.
It's very
you
funny.
I, mean?
I love
yeah.
it.
It's hilarious.
Seven is Tim McGraw for me.
For me, seven is Fearless.
Okay.
Love Fearless.
Yeah.
But again, you know, I'm not a Fearless girly in my soul, so kind of low.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eight, Fortnite.
I have Fortnite as well.
Oh, nice.
An 8. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. Which, again, love that.
Love that song.
I was supposed to be sent away and they forgot to come and get me. Good intro.
I love the ending of the song. You know, I don't really like the song until the end.
Sure. They started calling ya, but you won't pick up. Now they're Fortnite lost in America.
Like that.
Move to Florida, buy the car you want, but it won't start up till you touch
Like that, love. I could see like a coming of age movie, like that part, you know, like the Definitely. Main character like finally realizes like whatever their true potential.
Potentially a summer I turn pretty.
Okay, but yes.
I would like
totally.
A summer I turn pretty edit of like Belly running into Belly running into Conrad's arms like over and over again. Like I would like that.
Right, like you know them, I mean? Like
all the times she like ran into his arms.
Right, I would love that.
Someone get to work on that.
Okay. For 9, I have mine.
Oh my god, me too.
Oh, perfect.
How crazy is
that's
that?
Really funny.
Yeah, like, that's
really,
nuts.
Really like in sync.
Right. Okay.
10 is Lavender Haze.
For me, I've got Tim McGraw.
Okay, yeah.
Which again, love Tim McGraw. It's just it doesn't grab me. You know, like it could fit anywhere. Like it opens up debut. And I don't think like, wow, what a way to open it up. Like
right.
All the songs on debut could have opened debut. You know what I
agree.
I mean? Like there isn't one that was like, this should have been the opener.
I agree.
Me. Yeah, yeah.
And then 11, Welcome to New York.
Well, I've got State of Grace.
My God.
I do like it. Like I never saw you coming. I like when they play that in the Eras Tour when they open it up a little bit.
Yeah,
and that plays,
yeah.
And then they slam the box. I miss the Eras Tour so much.
I miss the Eras Tour.
Me really
too.
I miss it.
We have a good voicemail. I think.
Oh,
or actually,
great.
I don't remember if I picked that one or not.
Either way.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
But we just missed the Eras Tour for sure.
Yeah. We missed the Eras Tour big time. Oh, that was a good ranking. So then list yours all in a row.
Okay, yeah.
And I'll list mine all
so in a row. So from best or from most favorite to least favorite,
yep.
Fearless, State of Grace, The One, Ready For It, Willow, or sorry, Ready For It, I Forgot That You Existed, Willow, Tim McGraw, Fortnite, Mine, Lavender Haze, Welcome to New York.
Love. Okay. Mine is The One, Welcome to New York, Ready For It, Lavender Haze, Willow, I Forgot That You Existed, Fearless, Fortnite, Mine, Tim McGraw, and State of Grace.
Awesome.
Slay. Look
Slay.
At us. Okay. Before we get into, that was lovely. Thank you to whoever suggested we do that.
Yeah.
Maybe
next
fun.
Time we do track 2.
And I love doing these rankings.
Track 3.
I just have fun with this.
Yeah.
I was out with, I had a cocktail and dinner with Charles last night.
Oh, nice.
Charles, our boots on the ground in London. And, he was commending us on being able to like keep the show going when Taylor's low-key and hiding. He's like, I see your clips all the time. And he's like, and you guys are like ranking track 5.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah. You gotta
do. I believe we do 2 episodes a week. And I was like, you have no idea. Like,
I feel
like we could talk about anything
yeah.
and like relate it back to Taylor. That's
yeah.
So
and
fun.
I also feel like people don't realize that like we talk about other stuff too. Like,
for sure.
We're not
I said that.
Only,
I was like,
yeah.
It's the Taylor universe. It's not
yeah,
just Taylor.
Yeah, yeah.
But especially right now, we're really relying heavily on everybody else.
Yeah.
But yeah, so. You know, we have been talking about for a couple of weeks that we wanted to go back to the time of the Tortured Poets Department release and how prior to the release, Taylor had curated 5 different playlists
mm-hmm.
Comprised of her old songs, like her songs on other albums,
yep.
and kind of sorted them in categories based on, like, I guess how she was feeling or
yeah,
how she...
5 stages of heartbreak.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah.
And yes, but before we go down that list and talk about that, can we reminisce for, like, just 2 minutes about Paris, Eras Tour, now that we're kind of talking about it?
Oh, wait, let me play this
just
voicemail.
Oh, my God. Oh, should we wait? We can reminisce.
Okay.
Well, all right. We will reminisce on Eras Tour when the voicemails happen, because I wanted to, like, give a little
yeah.
shout. Because what a magical moment.
It was really like one of the best moments ever.
It was just so good. But yeah, okay. So we can wait till
okay.
Till we do that for that.
Perfect.
Perfect. Excellent. I just wanted to make sure that we, you know, we just
give it the proper.
Yeah. Cry
yeah.
about it a little bit.
Yeah, for
love.
Sure.
So anyway, okay. When these playlists became available to us, I feel like everyone lost their shit. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Am I wrong in saying this is the first time Taylor's ever done this?
Yeah, it is for sure.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, just something, just an exciting, I think exciting thing to do, a great idea.
It gave new perspective on a lot of the songs too, because I feel like people were kind of already like confused about like, you know, where certain songs played out in certain timelines and like why certain songs are made the way that they are. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like this kind of gave you answers to those questions.
Yes, definitely. Which playlist should we do first? I can do it with Broken Heart.
Let's go in anger, or let's go in order. No,
is that so? When I look it up on here, I can't tell the order.
Okay,
because it's just kind of like on this.
It goes denial, anger, bargaining, and then depression.
Can you show me? Okay, you're right. For some reason,
and then
on
acceptance.
So if you look in the Apple, like the artist playlist or whatever, they're not listed out like that. But okay. I knew that they were at one point. Like they're now listed as just the names of the playlists. Like I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Yeah.
You Don't Get to Tell Me About Sad. I Love You, It's Ruining My Life. Am I Allowed to Cry? There's one more. An Old Habits Die Screaming.
Yeah.
And there's only five.
Yep.
Okay. So which one does she have for denial? I can't remember.
I Love You, It's Ruining My Life.
Okay. So let's start with that.
And she said, this is a list of songs about getting so caught up in the idea of something that you have a hard time seeing the red flags, possibly resulting in moments of denial and maybe a little bit of delusion.
Ooh.
Right.
Well, remember that... The letter for Tortured Poets Department is, I plead, or what did she say at the end? She's like, I plead temporary insanity.
Yeah, yeah.
A mutual manic phase, like all that shit. So, and that's Tortured Poets specific, but I think it does. And so there's a shit ton of anthology songs on here.
Okay. They added anthology.
Oh,
have they?
Oh my God. Yeah. Look at all these. And so it's like half the anthology is on here.
Really?
Pretty much. Yeah. And so, wait, why did the Christmas song by Justin Bieber just come up on my fucking, what's going on?
It's hilarious.
Propaganda. Feels like you too coming in. Yeah. Anyway. So, okay. So the list I'm saying, do you want to just list what's currently on, the Apple list? Let me just list them.
Yeah, sure.
And then we'll go more in depth. So right now, if you go on to, it's only on Apple Music. I think people have like they've created their own playlist on Spotify.
Yeah.
They're like looking for that, but the original on Apple Music. And the order of events is I'm Gonna Get You Back, I Hate It Here, The Bolter, Robin, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, But Daddy, I Love Him, I Could Do It With a Broken Heart, I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can. I'm curious about I Can Do It With a Broken Heart being at I Love You, It's Ruining My Life, because there's a whole other playlist called I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Right. You but like I mean? Denial, like I feel like that kind of fits into that phase of like, you know, like I can do this. Like I'm okay. Like I can push through. Like I'm all right. You know what I mean?
Totally. So that's all that for.
All of those songs fit perfectly, I feel like.
I agree.
Yeah.
Then we have Lavender Haze, Snow on the Beach, Sweet Nothing, Glitch, Betty, Willow, Cruel Summer, Lover, Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince, False God, Style, Wildest Dreams, Treacherous, Untouchable, That's When, Hours, Superman, and Bejeweled. So I think that the rest of these songs kind of give that feeling of like up and down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and of course, I Love You, It's Ruining My Life itself, the phrase is like up and down.
Yeah.
But
I kind of starred the ones that like stood out to me
as
like
think?
I was surprised that these ones were on the playlist.
Yeah.
Sweet Nothing, Betty, Willow,
yep.
Lover, Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince, and False God.
I totally
agree.
Or the
ones where I was like, okay, like Betty is denial?
I totally agree.
You know,
I think
like,
maybe Betty is, maybe that is like a, you know, you fall for it, like you fall for James's bullshit.
Right. Bless you. Bless you.
Excuse me. Oh my God. See, I wasn't even lying about my
allergies.
No,
you're right.
Anyway. But yes,
and like Sweet Nothing. Like,
Sweet Nothing is one of the sweetest songs.
Yeah.
Like, and but I guess that's also part of it, where it's like, yeah, I love you. I'm feeling these strong feelings. Like Treacherous, I feel like is a perfect mix.
Treacherous is perfect. Yeah,
a perfect mix for that. But even Untouchable, I think kind of fits. But also just
yeah, like Untouchable, you know, definitely fits. I feel like because like
not
it's
as
like,
well as others, but
yeah. Like
ours.
All of these, like, you know, like Style, Wildest Dreams, Treacherous, they all kind of have that, like, this is something that I've put in my head almost.
Uh-huh.
And like,
it, like too good
there's
to be true.
Good moments, bad moments.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like the delusion factor of it all. I totally see that in Style.
Mm-hmm.
And like definitely Wildest Dreams, obviously, like. Even Lavender Haze, too. Like,
Lavender
I just want to stay in this
sure.
Lavender Haze. Like, I don't want to, like. I won't like accept anything else. Almost like
I think Lavender Haze might be the most applicable song on here. Like, yeah. That song is like, I literally want to ignore reality yeah. and stay in this lavender haze. I also think that Glitch is a clever choice to put on here as well, because I think there's been a glitch. Five, you know, the, it's like that back and forth toxicity a little
bit.
Yeah,
I'm not even sorry. Like,
totally. And then also, like making excuses. You right. know what I mean? Like, right. I feel like a lot of these, same with Betty, that could be on there for the same reason. Like, that's a good making point. Excuses,
even
whatever.
Cruel Summer is kind of surprising, too.
Cruel, that's, I was just going to say, Cruel Summer, all of the lover songs are confusing yeah. to me.
Even Willow, too. Like, Life Was a Willow. Like, I feel like Willow is kind of like a love song almost.
Call me out time and time again. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the words right now.
That's life my man. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans. That's my man.
Well, maybe that's what it's about. Yeah, like I'm want to get in this mess. Like, take me out. You know, it's like delusion a little yeah. bit. Being like, I'm okay with this mess. I'm okay with all this. Mm. Life is a willow and it bends right to your wind. Like
I'll kind of do whatever. Yeah.
Totally. But yeah, no. Cruel Summer, Lover, Miss Americana, The Heartbreak Prince, False God. Mm. None of these make sense to me on here. Miss Americana,
False God. Yeah.
You think False God?
Just because, like, I feel like.
I guess, yeah, a little.
Like, False God is kind of like, to me, it's almost like we have, like, so much sexual connection that it yeah. kind of, like.
It overshadows.
Overpowers, like, the fact that maybe things aren't working out.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally, totally. What do you, oh, and you know what else I actually think is a surprising choice on this list is Bejeweled. I'm surprised that it's on there because I feel like Bejeweled is kind of like a come to Jesus
like
moment.
The acceptance almost. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I see what's happening here yeah. and I'm breaking out of it. Like, I'm no longer in denial. Right, I'm right. be me. So I'm surprised that Bejeweled is on there.
So, yeah, maybe like... Yeah, I don't know. That I'm surprised about that too. Like, I'm trying to see it from like a different perspective of maybe like you're not ready to be in that moment, or like you're yeah. not ready to shine, so you're still trying to like live in the delusion of like you know, I don't really know, to be honest.
The only so I'm thinking about this, but, like, maybe Bejeweled is like, oh, and it is the last song on the playlist. So maybe it's like, okay, we're like, she says a lot of things like, baby boy, I think I've been too good of a girl. Yeah, or, yeah. I think I've been a little too kind. Like, yeah, it's like, almost like, all right, I'm opening my eyes a little bit to this
yeah,
bullshit.
Right.
And now we get into the next playlist.
Right. So, which is, you don't get to tell me about sad, mm-hmm. which is anger.
You don't get to tell me about sad.
And she said,
that song and line.
These songs all have one thing in common. I wrote them while feeling anger. Mm. Over the years, I've learned that anger can manifest itself in a lot of different ways, but the healthiest way it can manifest itself in my life is when I can write a song about it.
Obsessed.
Now, really, none of these songs stood out to me and like, oh, I'm surprised that this song is on the playlist.
I think that, yeah, right. All these songs are pretty hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Did the anthology songs make it on there? So I have, or the playlist now has Cassandra, mm-hmm. The Black Dog, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, and The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Those all check out.
All
yep.
makes total sense. The rest of the list is Vigilante Shit, High Infidelity, Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, Exile, Illicit Affairs, Mad Woman, Tolerate It, Bad Blood, Is It Over Now, I Knew You Were Trouble, We're Never Getting Back Together, The Last Time, a lot of red, The Moment I Knew, Babe, I Bet You Think About Me, Dear John, Better Than Revenge, Tell Me Why, You're Not Sorry, Forever and Always, and Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Yeah.
So, oh, you know what I just realized? No no debut or reputation on any of these, obviously, on any of these.
Right, because they're not re-recorded.
They're not out yet.
Right.
So,
missing a lot of anger songs on that for sure. Look What You Made Me Do. This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
I Did Something Bad.
Right.
All those things could apply. And same with the first playlist probably could have had a handful of debut songs. You know what I mean? Or even rep too. But anyway, so I do think that this list is good and pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, there's really nothing that I'm like, wow, I can't believe this one's on here.
Same. Standouts that totally, I'm like, yes.
Mm.
I would say Dear John, Better Than Revenge, Mr. Perfectly Fine, You're Not Sorry.
Yeah.
Those ones are really good.
Tell Me Why. Yeah.
Tolerate It for sure. Mad Woman.
Yeah.
Love.
Honestly, I feel like Illicit Affairs after the Eras Tour now makes more sense, the way that she screams it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Illicit Affairs, to me, wasn't exactly an angry song until she did it live with, like, the, you know, the repetition
the
of Don't Call Me Kid, Don't Call Me Baby. Yeah, it made it more angry and intense, I feel like.
I've always been hot on that song.
Love that song.
And I've always sang it in like an angry way, so I was happy to see that that's like what it's supposed to be, because that line of like, don't call me kid, don't call me baby, look at this godforsaken mess that you've made me, like that, I love that line. It's so like Big and Carrie. If you're a Sex and the City fan,
totally.
Like, because Big always calls Carrie kid, and it's like he's, you know, 5 years older than her. Yeah. It's like one of those vibes where it's like, what, chill. Don't call me kid. Don't call me baby. Like, it makes me so mad if I like really patronizing. Think about it. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Bad Blood is pretty obvious, but I would say most of these are obvious.
Yeah, for sure.
The album with the most on here is Red. Hmm. So, you know, or at least we could tell there's 6 Red songs on here.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Would you think of Red as like an angry album?
No.
Neither do I, really.
But like, honestly, though, it's now sassy. That I think about it, like, kind of. Like,
it's pretty sassy.
It is sassy, for sure.
Just two of them are vault tracks.
Mm.
Babe and I Bet You Think About Me. I Bet You Think About Me is, you know, that's one of our
all-time
favorites.
No, and Is It Over Now? Oh,
no,
Red
sorry,
Vault Track. Sorry.
Red.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Is It Over Now for.
And
Yeah. There's a bunch of Vault Tracks. Yeah. But for Red only.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Let's move on to the next.
Yep. It is Am I Allowed to Cry? Which
Am
is Bargaining.
Am I Allowed to Cry?
And she said, this playlist takes you through songs I've written when I was in the bargaining stage. Mm. Times when you're trying to make deals with yourself or someone you care about. You're trying to make things better. You're oftentimes feeling really desperate because oftentimes we have a gut intuition that tells us things are not going the way that we hope, which makes us more desperate, which makes us bargain more. So the songs that stood, or do you want to read the list first?
Oh yeah, let me read. Wait, also at the beginning, so what Gia is reading, if you go to the playlists, the first like track of each one
is a message from Taylor.
And
yeah.
So that's where we're getting this. And she says it herself. So like if you want to go and re-listen to all these, like you can hear her talking.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Okay. The list is from Anthology/ Tortured Poets. It's The Albatross, The Prophecy, Guilty as Sin, and The Tortured Poets Department. That, we'll talk about it. Then we have The Great War, This Is Me Trying, Peace, Archer, Cornelia Street, Death by a Thousand Cuts, Soon You'll Get Better, Afterglow, I Wish You Would, Say Don't Go, Come Back, Be Here, Better Man, The Story of Us, Haunted, Come In With the Rain, The Other Side of the Door, If This Was a Movie, and Renegade.
Right.
What were the
TTPD anthology?
It's Albatross, The Prophecy, Guilty as Sin, and The Tortured Poets Department. So this is what I wanted to go back and talk about this. So I, and this is the bargaining one, right? You said?
Yeah.
Where it's like you're just kind of going back and forth with yourself.
Yeah.
Guilty as Sin being on this list surprised me a little, but I think that there's an element to Guilty as Sin that is actual guilt.
And I also think you're like bargaining with yourself.
Totally.
Yeah.
But as sexy of a song as that is,
yeah.
I do think that there's a level of guilt where it's like, oh my God, I'm fantasizing about someone else.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
For
so
sure.
I think that being on this like bargaining playlist makes sense in like a little bit of a sad way, the same way that like The Prophecy and The Albatross. Oops. Don't play. Okay. The Prophecy and The Albatross kind of have that feeling
yeah,
of
the
like.
Yeah, The Prophecy is totally bargaining, I
totally
feel like.
Totally bargaining. But even The Albatross trying to be like, you know, I'm here to destroy you. Almost like I am this person that is.
Like I'm kind of being desperate.
Yeah. Like I'm the monster on the hill. You know what I mean? Like I'm kind of surprised not to see Antihero in here. Now that I'm saying that. But regardless, lots of songs from the Lover album on here.
Yeah. Ones that surprised me were The Great War surprised me at first. Because I always felt like that song was like, oh, like we got through it, like whatever. Like we had this issue and now we're good again. But now like listening it through that lens of like bargaining with yourself, like bargaining with somebody, like I think it's kind of like pushing down what happened and trying to like move forward.
Absolutely.
But like at the end of the day, like this big thing that happened is something that's gonna like keep showing up, something that you're gonna keep having to like fight about with yourself, fight
Completely.
About with them, you know what I mean? Like even though
it's not something you forget.
Yeah.
The Great War is not something you forget. You go through it, you endure it, but ultimately it becomes
it
part
left
of
a
your
big scar on the relationship.
Totally.
Yeah.
The line in The Great War, somewhere in the haze
got
had this sense
I've been betrayed. Yeah.
When I heard that line for the first time,
I was like, uh-oh.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Number one, what the fuck is going on here? But number two, how do you, like, that's a really difficult thing to come back from. Like,
yeah.
Even if, you know, if we're talking to anybody.
Any type of betrayal
lyrics,
in
any
general.
Any kind of betrayal is really hard to come back from. I would maybe put The Great War Well, no, I guess bargaining is a good word. Yeah, it's a good place to put it.
I think so, yeah.
Combined with your argument, I think that it's a good thing.
And then Cornelia Street surprised me. Afterglow surprised me. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't surprised to see Renegade, but I really liked that she added that onto there because I do think it is the perfect bargaining song. Like,
totally.
The,
and you it's can very
feel
underrated.
The desperation in that song. Like, mm-hmm. is it insensitive for me to say, get your shit together so I can love you? Like, please. Like, mm-hmm. I'm doing anything I can to, like, be there get for you, whatever. And you're making it so hard for me. Mm-hmm. But, like Cornelia Street really is the one that surprised me the most. Mm-hmm. But again, if you listen to those lyrics, like, hope I never lose you, hope this never ends, like, you're kind of like, if this doesn't work, like, I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. I'm never going to be able to, like, go back to the things that I love, go back to, like, what I know is, like,
it's desperate.
Makes sense
fuck.
To me, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, that you can kind of feel the desperation more after it's highlighted by her, you
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Absolutely, and it feels devastating, like, to be so heartbroken, hope I'll never lose you, hope this never ends, to be so devastated as to never walking a street in New York again, like, that to me is like, I, you know,
and also
how do you deal with that,
right? Especially when it's like, you know, one of the busiest fucking streets in New York City.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But also the line where she's like, you know, talking about how, like, they got into the fight and you're like, he's in the tunnel, and then you turn around, like,
yep.
It, you know, it seemed like there was some
to that apartment years ago. We were just inside, barefoot in the kitchen, secret new beginnings that became my religion. Listen,
like, I feel like that part, like, clearly, like, maybe they got into, like, a fight and she was like, oh, this is over. But, like, the bargaining, the, like, please don't leave. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like that becomes more evident, you know, once she highlighted it. And also, I always felt like Cornelia Street was a love song, but now mm-hmm. I don't see it like that at all.
I always kind of felt that way too. Like, it felt like that all-consuming love, where if you want to view it from the lens of, like, oh, I'm so in love that if you leave, I'll never be able to walk the street again. But then when you really think about it, it's like, damn, okay, like, that's
right.
a little much. Like,
right.
No one should ever make you feel like that either.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? And no one should make you feel like they might leave.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would say, though, on this list, the most applicable are the Speak Now tracks, The Story of Us and Haunted.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That just totally, The Story of Us especially. Like, yeah. We're standing alone in a crowded room and we're not speaking and I'm dying to know, is it killing you like it's killing me?
Yeah.
Like, just that, like, are
desperate.
We, are we not? What's mm-hmm. going on? Tell me, like, that feeling of not having control over the situation totally belongs on the bargaining list.
And I think Say Don't Go is
really
one of,
good one too.
One of the like, why'd you have to, like, she's just asking, like, why'd you have to leave me, turn me on, like, why'd you have to twist the knife?
Yeah, why'd you have to twist the knife, walk away and leave me bleeding? Why'd you whisper in the dark just to leave me in the night? Now your silence has me screaming. Say don't go. I would stay forever if you.
Like, I feel like the
so good.
The just the title itself, "Say Don't Go," mm-hmm. is desperation bargaining.
Mm-hmm. So, and then I wish you would. Honestly, same vibes.
Yeah,
as
for
stay,
sure.
Don't go,
I wish you would
so,
come back.
Or say don't go.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Good stuff on this list. Am I allowed to cry? This might be one of my. Well, I'll reserve my judgment for the end, but. This mix is a really good mix for me personally. I like a lot of those songs on that list.
Right.
Okay.
And then next is Old Habits Die Screaming, which is depression.
Love it.
The message from Taylor is, we're going to be exploring the feelings of depression that often lace their way through my songs. In times like these, I'll write a song because I feel lonely or hopeless. And writing a song feels like the only way to process that intensity of emotion. And while these things are really, really hard to go through, I often feel like when I'm either listening to songs or writing songs that deal with this intensity of loss and hopelessness, mm-hmm. usually that's in the phase where I'm close to getting past that feeling.
Love that.
Yeah, love that too.
This playlist, all these playlists coming out were such an interesting window into her mind. But I also think that for her to be so open about being depressed, obviously a lot of tortured poets goes through that and explains those feelings that she's had over her entire life. But I think to actively name something like that, depression, whatever, is, it's just, you know, I'm looking for the right word. I want to say like brave because that sounds stupid. And it's like, oh, but you're so brave for saying you're depressed. But like, it's a big deal for, especially for girls who are depressed or people who are depressed to know like, yeah, Taylor Swift's depressed too. Like she's a billionaire, most beloved woman in the world. She has haters too. And she's depressed too.
Yeah.
Like, it's very humanizing. Yeah. I think. So,
I also like that she added the fact that like while she's writing these songs, she's usually in the phase where like she's getting past that feeling.
Yeah.
So I like that, you know.
Like as a light at the end of the tunnel.
They're kind of, exactly, like, mm-hmm. even though they are such sad songs, like, she was like, yes, these are very sad, but, like, when I wrote them, like, I was starting to get into a better place, you know Absolutely. What I mean? Like, which makes me feel, like, happy for her.
Happy for her, I mean? For like, sure.
And again, it makes me feel better about myself, like, if I'm listening to these songs, like, you know, these are going to help me get to that point, you know?
100%. Completely. Yeah.
So, no songs really... Oh, wait, the list.
Here, let me read the list. So, a shit ton of Torture Poets.
Of course, yeah.
So much. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Torture Poets songs on here. And they are, number one, Chloe, Sam, Sophia, Marcus, Love, and also Totally.
Yeah.
How Did It End?
Yep.
I Look in People's Windows.
Yep.
Clara Bow, LOML, Florida, interesting. Oh. Down Bad, and Fortnite. Then we have, which, we're So Long London, I guess. We then have Bigger Than the Whole Sky, Dear Reader, Maroon, You're Losing Me, My Tears Ricochet, Epiphany, Hoax, Champagne Problems, Coney Island, Right Where You Left Me, G.
Yep.
Nothing New, All Too Well, Forever Winter, We Were Happy, Last Kiss, Castles Crumbling, Carolina from Where the Crawdads Sing,
yep.
and White Horse.
Yep.
A lot of these make total fucking sense. All of them make total sense.
The only thing that stood out to me was Florida.
What is that about?
Except now that I kind of think about it, like Florida, like sometimes when you're like so depressed, like you can be like kind of manic, you know, like I'm just going to like go to fucking Florida and the sun will make me feel better.
I need to forget, so take me to Florida.
Exactly. Like sometimes
I have some regrets, now bury them in Florida.
Exactly. Yeah. Like sometimes you get so sad that you're like, I just need to like get an escape. And even though you're not escaping, you think that'll help you escape your feelings, but it doesn't. They're just like kind of like, now you're just in a warm weather and you're still depressed.
It makes it a little bit easier to manage.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Get a little suntan while you're feeling depressed.
Right.
It's better than being pale and depressed.
Right.
You know? But yeah, no, I totally agree. That's
like,
stood
out
to me
at first. Florida's kind of like that. Like, you think it's an escape almost, but like, you're still like haunted by the ghosts, you know, that Florence talks about
Absolutely.
Almost. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
And also Maroon kind of surprised
me. And my ghost
me.
Had a hell of a time.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think Maroon fits so well here. Only because that song... Well, you know, you guys know I love that song so much and feel like it's a depiction of my life, as always. But that song itself, it's like... when I heard it for the first time, the color Maroon to me is almost as if, like, red has gone stale, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if that really makes sense, but... It's like the deeper, darker, more intense, sad, forlorn version of red.
Right.
And so when I think of Maroon, like, so Scarlet, it was Maroon. Like, there's so many things that play into that energy that I don't know. And then just the message behind it all being like, we, you know, we're hanging out. We're kind of like living our life in New York. Like, nobody's really paying attention to what we're doing. Like, are we in or are we not? And then to, of course, then later on be linked back up with Chloe, Sam, or Sophia, or Marcus. Will that make your memory fade to the Scarlet Maroon? Like, it was just, it's so sad. Like,
yeah.
I think that Chloe, Sam, Sophia, Marcus made me think Maroon was more sad than I did originally.
Right.
Like, I always thought it was kind of sad and a little desperate, but now I look at it through a different lens now that new song came out.
And I kind of see Maroon kind of as like when the relationship like is really at its like end almost, but like neither of you guys can like admit it. Like, and you can tell that there's like cracks and like, you know, maybe he doesn't care as much anymore. And
yes,
but like neither of you are kind of like willing to admit that's happening.
Totally. This sounds morbid maybe, but shout out to my like true crime forensic files girlies out there. Uh-oh. You think about, I thought I heard weird footsteps. Spooky.
Ooh.
No.
True crime.
I'm saying it only because the line in Maroon where she says, and the blood rushed into my cheeks, so Scarlet, it was Maroon. I do, maybe because she says that line of blood rushing into her cheeks, it does make me think of blood generally. So when you see blood, like, as it's sitting for a while, it gets darker.
You know
what I mean? And it eventually becomes maroon and then it becomes black and then, you know, whatever. So that too is like, I've been bleeding out and I've been bleeding out for so long that it's like changed color. Like, I just think there's so many metaphors that can be had with maroon. that are all sad and dark.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, again, all of these really coincide with everything she's talking about. But yeah, like you mentioned, Right Where You Left Me is one of my favorite all songs time. Of hers. I think it's one of the best, like, accurate depictions of depression and
big time
feeling stuck, obviously. Like, I'm still at the restaurant. Like, the metaphor of sitting in a restaurant, the corner I haunt, like, my hair's still braided, all this stuff, like, oh, man, I could literally start crying thinking about it.
It's a really emotional song.
It's really, and I love,
cross-legged in the dim light, they say, what a sad sight.
Yeah. You
know what, that, just now, I got chills even thinking about that song. I love that song, too. That's your song, but, like, I didn't like that song as much until you always talked about how much you love it, and so now I'll always listen.
Yeah.
Like, but I love it so much more now. The Help, I'm Still at the Restaurant, Sitting in the Conroy Haunt, kind of what a sad sight kind of gives me the same vibe as like Guess Who We Ran Into at the Shops.
I was just about to say
in
that.
Yeah, like she was lost.
Yeah,
like that's
those
just,
go hand in hand perfectly. Yeah, I.
Oh, which brings us back to How Did It End, which is
yeah,
on
it's
this
on
list.
That playlist,
yeah, yeah,
right? Yeah,
it was on this list.
And I feel like when I heard that line on How Did It End, I immediately thought of Right Where You Left Me.
Yeah,
but yeah, like she's still 23 inside her fantasy. Ugh. Like, oh man, kill me, literally kill
no,
me,
literally kill
yeah,
me dead.
Like,
literally,
I
kill
just
me
feel
dead.
Like it's a perfect. You know what it also reminds me kind of? If that scene in Twilight where when Bella is depressed and like she's just sitting in the chair and just like the months go by, like that kind of feels like Right Where You Left Me almost. Like I'm just gonna wait here until hopefully you come back, and if I die in this spot, like
if I
don't care,
I die.
Because I'm so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say Clara Bow is another one that's on here that I really like that it's on here.
Yeah.
Because that song is really sad.
Like, yeah, I mean,
it's a sweet song.
I
and
feel
it's
like
a very matter of fact song.
Like Clara Bow, Nothing New.
Yeah.
And new. Castles Crumbling, like all kind of go hand in hand with each other. Like
yes.
The nervousness of being replaced and being sad for the starlet that you used to be or whatever, what people wanted you to be and stuff like that, you know, like not everything turning out the way you thought it was going to be and always having to like kind of have a, like eyes behind your head of who's going to come and take your spot.
Absolutely. Right, right. Head on a swivel.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I would say Hoax obviously fits really well.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a single one on here that I'm like, huh.
No, besides, definitely not.
Florida made me go, huh, for a second,
yeah.
But that's really it. All right, let's go to the next one.
Next one is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. This is the last one.
I can do it with a broken heart. Doo-doo-doo.
I'm so depressed I act like it's my birthday every day.
Doo-doo-doo.
I'm so obsessed with him, but he avoids me.
Avoids me like the plague. God, we're so good.
I know. This one is Acceptance.
Yes.
And the message from Taylor says, we finally find acceptance and can start moving forward from loss or heartbreak. These songs represent making room for more good in your life, making that choice, because a lot of the times when we lose things, we gain things too, which is very sweet.
Wow. And you know what? Remember at the last playlist, I was like, where's So Long London? It's on this playlist.
Wow.
Which is huge. So let me go down the list. We've got So High School.
Aww. Cute.
Thank You, Amy. Love.
Right. That makes sense.
Totally. The Manuscript, The Alchemy, Fresh Out the Slammer, So Long London, You're on Your Own Kid, Midnight Rain, Labyrinth, The One, August, Invisible String, Happiness, Long Story Short, Closure, Evermore, It's Time to Go. That's a good one. I Forgot That You Existed again. No, I'm thinking about when we were ranking our songs.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Kidding. Just kidding. I Forgot That You Existed, Daylight, This Love, Clean, Now That We Don't Talk, Begin Again, Innocent, and Breathe.
Hmm.
Excellent choices.
Yeah.
I think this is a really, really good one. Let's start with the Torture Poets editions, because I do think that these definitely the most interesting.
Yes.
So obviously this is Acceptance. We're moving on. We're making space for good in our lives, right? And so we've got
Letting Go.
Yeah. Right away we've got So High School and The Alchemy, the Travis songs.
Yes. Yeah.
Both on here. We're moving on.
Accepting new love, moving on.
Love that. Yeah. Makes total sense.
Gain things in life too, she said.
Totally. Fresh Out the Slammer also falls in there.
Yep.
Manuscript, duh.
Yep.
Thank You, Amy.
Duh. Yeah.
I think So Long London being on this list is very telling.
Very sad.
Sad.
And surprising, but yeah, telling exactly like Because I would think that So Long London would be on the depression list.
Me too.
But yeah, I guess if you really look at it from that lens, like, you do, it's, you know, she says, like, when a lot of the times we lose things, we gain things too. So, like, you know, she's talking about how, like, she's losing a place that she loves while also losing the person that she loved.
Yep.
So I guess, like, that's kind of like accepting the fact that with this relationship is going to come, like, other losses that you have to deal with, almost, if that makes sense.
I completely agree. Because, right, it's like, it's sometimes, you know, not sometimes, almost always do, you know, what doesn't kill you make you stronger, like, kind of vibes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that this song specifically, I also maybe would have put this on, like, anger, because the lines of, like, well, they say I abandoned the ship.
Right.
But I was going down with it, you know, my white knuckle dying grip, holding tight to your quiet resentment.
Right.
Like, that, the way she sings that is, like,
angry for sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe the mix of that anger and then the acceptance that, like, yeah, this is done. This is over. How long did you don't get to tell me, or no? No, that's not the right lyric. I was going to say, you don't get to tell me about sad. Mm. But I think that so much of that song is this, like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
How long could I be sad?
Yeah.
Like, this is enough. Enough is enough. We got to move on.
You can finally start moving forward from loss or heartbreak, which I feel like is exactly what this song
totally
is about.
Totally fits.
Yeah.
Totally fits. You're on your own, kid. Duh.
Yeah.
Midnight Rain. I don't know if I would have.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, I get that kind of accepting, like, your role in life, like, accepting that you're going to be the way that you are and he's going to be the way that he is, and, like, totally, that's just not going to work. You know what I mean?
I guess sometimes we all get just what we wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Like, he was sunshine, I was midnight rain. He wanted comfortable, I wanted that pain. It's kind of like, well, that's what he wanted, and unfortunately, like, I was kind of, like, stuck in this toxic cycle or something, you know what I mean? So, like, it
totally
was, I have to accept that we don't want the same things.
Completely.
Yeah.
I love the one being on here. I'm doing good. I'm on some
new
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It hit so hard when Folklore came out, and it's hitting just as hard after all this is said and done.
Invisible,
you know?
String surprised me on there.
I totally agree. Maybe that falls more under the vibe of, like, so high school and the alchemy.
Right,
it's like,
right.
Now she thinks of it, you know, she puts Invisible String,
like,
with someone else or
right,
something
like
else.
Right, like accepting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of Evermore on here. 5 Evermore songs.
Happiness,
so
best
good.
Song ever.
Long Story Short and Closure, I think, are 2 songs that are totally slept on.
Yeah.
Really good songs, but
and they both make a lot of sense.
Perfect for this.
Yeah, perfect for this.
So perfect.
Evermore because of the end, and like the end of the song, like, she, like, you know, she's like, and then I realized, like, the pain wouldn't be forevermore, which I love that ending line too. Like,
me too.
You know, you finally can get out of that heartbreak, that, like, honestly, the depression of it all into the acceptance of it all, almost,
without question.
And it's time to go.
It's time to go. Right.
Yeah.
Is the other, like, perfect.
One of the biggest nail on the heads, for sure.
Yes. I Forgot That You Existed. Love that.
Yeah.
Daylight. Love it.
Yeah.
And I love that Daylight is on here because I never want to think ill about that song. Like, I love, especially now, you know, we discussed it because Daylight was included in the Summer I Turned Pretty trailer, where it's like, love is golden, or is it red? And we had that conversation a couple weeks ago. But I think that as long as it's in, like, that song is so positive to me that if ever it were to be, like, spun, or, like, I'm feeling delusional for thinking it's good, like, I'd feel sad because I feel like it's such a good, I feel like it's a beautiful song.
It is.
Clean, obviously. Sorry.
Clean, yeah.
Choking.
Clean is acceptance
clean,
as, yeah, time is over. Now that
you're
clean.
Same with this love. This love is a really good one for that too. I was thinking about this love the other day because it was like, you know, I'm thinking about myself and relationships that I'm in and how most of the time this love is pretty applicable to, like, shit that I'm up to.
I love that song.
Me too, so much.
My surprise song.
That's right.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Got in Philly.
Wow, magical.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, it's a, lyrically, it's quite beautiful.
Oh, totally.
I went back and I, like, you know,
blue,
you really go in.
Water, high tide, came and brought you in.
I don't know the words. I was ready to do the da 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 da.
This love is good. This love is bad. This love is alive, back from the dead. Whoa! These hands had to let it go free, and this love came back to me. Oh,
yeah.
This
like love, honestly, that part, like these these hands had to let it go free.
Yeah,
and you have to accept the fact that sometimes you have to the things you love, you have to let go, and they come and maybe they'll come back to you.
On and on, right?
Yeah.
Just obsessed with that song. Really good, really good. Go give that another listen. I just feel like maybe it's an underappreciated song. Mm. Maybe my favorite on here, though, if I'm really being honest, is Now That We Don't Talk. I love that this is on this playlist. I love that fucking song.
I don't
song.
Have to pretend I like acid rock. Or that I like to be on a mega yacht.
See, to me, like, this song is kind of more like think important thoughts.
Guess maybe I was better off.
Now that we don't talk.
Like, so yeah, I guess that's true. Like, I guess I'm better off. Mm-hmm. But to me, like, Now That We Don't Talk always kind of had, like, a little bit of, like, a tongue-in-cheek, like, bitter, like... like, I don't have to listen to acid rock and listen to your stupid, like, guy friends that you surround yourself with, like, whatever, you know what I mean?
The important men who think important
thoughts. Yeah, exactly. Like
I definitely totally agree there's a level of sarcasm, but I think it goes, it's the same kind of sarcasm. Oops. Oh, shoot, I keep clicking these and I don't want them to play.
But it's kind of like the sarcasm that makes you accept it.
Yes, you know what I mean? Reminds me, it's the same kind of sarcasm.
I forgot you existed.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what I was saying. Thank you for getting me on track. That is like... That like, and I thought that it would kill me, but it didn't.
Yeah,
like, it's
right.
just that same like, right? You know, which I like. Begin Again,
very sweet,
good one.
Yeah,
innocent is a little. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
on here.
Like
I would have thought
she wrote that
here.
Song about Kanye, so I guess like it kind of goes hand in hand, like accepting the fact that he's like a I don't know like.
Mm-hmm.
Your string of lights are still bright to me. Like, you're still innocent. Like, I guess, even though you did me wrong, like, I can accept that you're, like, going through it.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
If you want to spin it like that, sure. And then Breathe, Kobe Calais. We love
surprised
that song.
That song's not on... Actually, now that song really stands out to me. Surprised that song's not on Depression.
I totally agree.
Song is so sad.
Maybe it's like, maybe it's in the same vein as we thought maybe So Long London would be on there. Like maybe
right.
it's like it's sad, but sometimes
I can't breathe without you, but I have to.
But I have to.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That is true.
You know
like
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I,
like even though I am
sucks,
sad, like, but I have
but I've
to move
do
on.
It.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it do be like that.
Sometimes it do be like that.
I love these playlists. I
yeah,
think
me
that
too.
They're really good. I think that there was clearly a lot of care that went into them and
yeah.
thought and thank you Taylor for making them.
Yeah, thanks Tay-Tay.
Yeah, love.
Definitely I suggest going if you have Apple Music or I think you can find them on YouTube or Spotify whatever
yeah,
but
yeah. Spotify people, type in like Taylor Swift playlists and people may have made
yeah
them
the
on Spotify.
The voice messages are really cute and yeah. like I just like hearing her talk.
it's feels like you're it feels like a phone call with your friend.
Yeah,
like it's really. And she basically is like, hey, guys, like,
yeah.
this is what it is. It's just, it's great. She's great. Gia, I'm finally closing in on all of my spring cleaning,
mm-hmm.
sorting through things, putting those sweaters away,
yeah,
bringing
but-
out the shorts, bringing out the T-shirts,
yep.
hanging up the new dresses, getting rid
Ooh.
Of the old, getting rid of some stuff that doesn't fit me anymore
because
my
it.
Butt's too big now.
Okay, big butt.
But the one thing that stays consistent and something else that I was doing yesterday was laundry,
of course.
And I put on my bed my freshly laundered Boll & Branch sheets.
Nothing better.
When I tell you I had the night's sleep of a lifetime last night, you wouldn't believe me. I was head at the pillow. I could just, ooh, I could smell it.
You were like a sleeping angel.
Soft sleeping angel. The temperature control was perfect. I wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. Snug as a bug in the middle of the night. When it started getting warmer in the morning, I was feeling good. The humidity didn't bother me.
Oof.
Feeling amazing. I owe it all to Boll & Branch.
Yes, seriously, I think Boll & Branch has literally changed our lives and not mm-hmm. only our sleep, but just like everything about, you know, just feeling like luxurious and
oh,
elegant
yeah.
and having
yeah.
like a nice set of sheets
mm-hmm.
and you feel like a real adult, a real person.
Dare I say sexy?
Sexy.
It's sexy to have
it
a
is.
Good, a hot new pair of sheets.
Oh, for sure.
Just fantastic.
1,000%. And
soft,
Boll & Branch is
sultry.
Yes, exactly. And they look like they look luxurious. They just have this buttery to the touch feel. They're breathable to sleep in and they get softer with every wash. They're also made with the finest 100% organic cotton.
Mm-hmm.
They are the perfect foundation for your best sleep this season. And you can easily add Boll & Branch's bed blankets, duvets and quilts all made with the airy and breathable designs. So feel the difference an extraordinary night's sleep can make with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with promo code TaylorWatch. That's B-O-L-L Branch. Oh, sorry. B-O-L-L-A-N-D Branch.com. Promo code TaylorWatch to save 15% off. I just spit so much. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right. Shall we get into voicemails, et cetera?
Let's get into it.
Fabulous.
Okay. Let's get into the Paris.
This love is good.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. This is Haley. I hope you guys had a great day, a great weekend, a great Mother's Day.
Thanks, Queen.
Hey. I want to let you guys know, I did try Pink Whitney. I had it at a Mother's Day brunch with my mom. It's amazing. You guys are right. That. It's really good.
Thank you.
But I wanted to ask a question, and you guys were talking on the podcast about reminiscing your time in Paris with the Eras Tour shows, and it got me thinking, your guys' outfits were amazing in Paris. I mean, you guys did an excellent job. Loved your guys' outfits so much. I want to know where your guys' inspiration came for the outfits for Paris.
Love this question. What
they were on Thursday. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Haley. Great question.
Bye. Love you. God, that was...
Love you.
Thank you. I'm always looking for an excuse to talk about my outfits ever. That's amazing. And we did look fucking awesome.
We looked
Paris.
Amazing.
We looked so good.
Yeah, like, that was like peak of our outfits for sure.
100%. Those were our best ones by far. Like I really liked my first concert one. It was like that like For Love and Lemons like dress or whatever.
Actually, yeah.
And you had a really good one too.
I low-key think that one's my best one.
That
my
was like Mirrorball
Mirrorball outfit.
Yeah.
And then I would put Paris as second for sure.
Mine, they're just such different vibes for my Paris outfit. Like Paris, I went rep.
Yeah.
And the first one I went to was like a lover folklore combo, like whimsical, like whatever.
Sheer, flowery.
Yeah. So totally different vibes, but I will say, Miami, I hated my Miami outfit.
I hated mine too.
Hated it.
Well, because I left my hat in the Uber and it ruined my whole outfit.
I forgot about your hat.
But yeah, I really didn't like my outfit.
I just felt like...
I pictured it better in my head.
Me too.
Yeah.
I felt fat. My outfit, I had Spanx on. I fucking
located
it.
Like, I felt fat too.
Ugly as fuck.
Ugh,
so, like, and it's a cool dress. Like my dress had like a big clocks all over it.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I liked
theory,
that dress.
Thank you.
It was very midnight.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that was the vibe, but like it just was, it was too form fitting.
And it also was like raining, so we looked so gross.
Looked
like
it was just, we look like drowned rats, but regardless. Back to Paris.
Right.
Earlier in the episode, we were talking about how we wanted to reminisce a little bit on Paris as a whole. And I would say that a year out, I'm going back to Paris in a few weeks. And end of June, I go back with my mom, bringing my mom for the first time. I think I've said this on the pod before. But I really had to like open my mind back up, being like, the first time I went to Paris was all Taylor the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't really enjoy the city. Like, I liked that one day we were walking around and smoking cigs, and I didn't have a bad time.
Yeah.
But I didn't have that, like, I'm in Paris
moment.
You know what I mean? So I'm ready to open my heart to Paris in a couple of, in like a month again, so I'll be able to speak to the city at that point. But the concert, the experience of going to the concert, our box, the friends we're all with, everyone was so hype.
Yeah, it was just so
magical.
Much fun. It was really magical. It was really cool to get to experience like a concert of this scale in a different country, like a different, especially like a European country where things are like a little bit more different. Like, and it just felt.
And it was different. Like, it was the first place that we, well, you know, obviously we're in a European country. The US, for those who may not know, don't allow like GA, you know, it's like general admission, like rush the floor.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have that for most shows.
Yeah.
And so, especially not Taylor. So seeing that, like seeing everyone like kind of in that pit.
Yeah, that was
crazy.
Yeah.
It's just so many people, you know, I personally would hate it, but
I loved being up top because we had so much room to dance and like move
really
around,
did.
Which was really fun. Like we really danced really hard that night, which was really fun too, which I always love that. Like, I like to have space to move around. Like, I just hate being like body to body with people like that. So that was really awesome.
I totally agree. When I'm body to body like that, I get a little pissy.
Oh,
like,
same.
Little,
no,
like,
I'm so irritable.
Me.
Don't touch me. I hate when people bump into me.
Hate it. Yeah. I'll like bitch somebody out.
Oh, same.
For like, like barely touching me. Remember, I think I was mad at those girls in Miami next to us. There was like a girl in Miami who she kept.
Oh, I remember you.
She was,
like,
she was not. She was completely fine. Like, this was 100% my issue.
Yeah.
But she,
I remember
like,
I was
barely
like,
brushed up against
you?
Me, and I was like, I'm gonna beat this bitch's ass if she touches me again. She like didn't do anything wrong. Like, but that's how yeah. it was like chill.
No, I could tell that you were like getting irritated. I was like, do you want to switch seats? And you're like, no, it's fine. And I was like, okay, yeah.
I was like, not okay. And then I got over it.
No,
like,
I'd be the
later,
same way. It's it was just, like, weird. Like personal space. Yeah, like, you just have to know about personal space. But completely. Yeah, I mean, like, the one thing I will say, obviously our outfits ate down. Mm-hmm. My shoe choice, awful.
They
awful
looked
shoe choice.
Adorable.
Yeah.
They were not practical.
Not
for
practical
the moment.
In the moment
you had them
at
off,
all.
What, and 5 minutes in?
Literally, like on the way there, like glass. I was walking barefoot in fucking Paris. Like disgusting. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel sometimes like I was preaching comfortable shoes, like to everybody. It's like, I guess I
that
can't
was
take
the
my own advice.
Because your Mirrorball dress, you also had uncomfortable shoes, right?
Yes. Yeah, but yeah. I brought so like little like flip-flops to wear because
smart.
I knew that they were going to be really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think of doing that because low-key, like when I remember trying them on, I was like, oh my God, these are actually really comfy shoes.
Mm-hmm. They're
but
like
then,
little
like, slingbacks,
right?
Yeah, the yeah, second yeah. I started walking in them, it was like, oh, nope, no, they're not.
Those shoes are really cute though.
I still have them. Yeah. I have to wear them more often, but they're like navy blue and I never wear navy blue low-key.
True. Navy can go with jeans though. That would yeah. be cute with a little jean.
Yeah, that's actually
maybe
true.
Maybe a funky sock under. I'm all about the funky sock these days. It helps with comfort because those
the
shoes,
sock,
the
yeah,
backs
yeah.
really rip up my heels.
The back of your heel, yeah, it's yeah. disgusting.
But so yeah, walk us through a little bit your journey with your dress because I know that was a
yes.
You know what I mean? You had a whole thing with it.
I did. The dress from Selke. I wanted to go for like a midnight vibe, but like I couldn't really find anything that was speaking to me, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to do just like a navy blue like sparkly dress. So then I found this dress on Selke that I felt like was kind of like. You know, Evermore mm-hmm. with like Midnight's combined a little bit. Like it was very Paris, I felt like.
It was very Paris. I also felt it was very romantic.
Yes.
And it had elements of like a Midnight's whatever, but I also think it had like that romantic, like fearless speak now in it. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
agreed.
With the puffy sleeves.
Yes.
And
like the lace bows,
yeah,
whatever.
It was
very
so
cute.
Cute.
When I bought it, I bought a large and it was like a 3XL.
Yeah. You could have fit like five of you in there.
Literally.
It was massive.
So
yeah.
I had to get it, hemmed, which was fine. It was expensive as fuck, but it was fine. But mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, definitely like the most whimsical I've ever felt, and it was just like a very cute outfit. I was kind of like, oh, you know, it doesn't really match like a specific era, but I just really liked the vibe of the dress. I felt like the dress fit the vibes perfectly.
Absolutely. And I think that was something that we had the luxury of kind of experiencing or working through or whatever was like, once we went to the first one
yes.
and we kind of saw how everybody was, you know, you didn't have to like sign your allegiance to one. Like you could get the vibe. And
yeah,
you could
just yeah,
wear
exactly.
an outfit for the vibe. And I feel like that's kind of what everybody ended up doing like
yeah.
towards the end, regardless.
Go through your...
So mine, I had...
Didn't you like bedazzle it yourself?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I used glitter glue, which, you know, I bought that off Amazon. But what was crazy about my outfit was that I had purchased a cape that was a sheer cape with snakes all over it that I just happened to see
yeah.
on Amazon. And we didn't have plans to go to Paris yet. I didn't have any plans to go to a second show. I just was like, okay, I need this.
Yeah.
And if ever I can work it into an occasion, I will. So I got that. And then when it came time for the concert to pick an outfit, I was like, I'm going to make something out of this. So that to me was like obviously rep with the snakes, but also
yeah.
kind of Willow because
with
I was wanting like
yeah.
a hood and a cape. And like, because I love Willow. I love all
yeah.
that. And then when it came down to it, I ended up just getting this like black bodysuit with puffy sleeves because it looked like her rep, like in her rep music video for Look What You Made Me Do. She's wearing pretty much exactly what I was
yeah,
wearing.
Yeah, totally.
A little different. Like hers had like fur on it. Mine didn't. But yeah, so I stenciled out the rep in like white pencil.
Yeah.
And then I filled it all in with glitter glue and
it dried
overnight. It honestly ended up...
It came out so much better than I thought.
It came out
so good.
It was going to. It really... And I was doing it the night before our flight. So, like, if it hadn't dried, I would have been screwed. Like,
yeah.
it would have looked so stupid. Then I got the intense tights that she has so I could feel comfortable, you know, with my ass cheeks out. Because they weren't really. You know what I mean? Like, they were so covered in, like, thick-ass control top
yeah.
tights that whatever. And, yeah, just dark makeup, big black boots that were flat that I still have. I actually was looking at them in my closet being like, am I ever going to wear these again? But I might. What's going on?
No, I'm just trying to find the I thought I posted when we went to Paris.
Definitely.
But I'm trying to... Oh, wait. What the hell? Why did I post this?
Oh, you know what?
I'm so confused. My Instagram feed is like all in wrong order.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, are you on your personal?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because our...
Like, for some reason...
Taylor Watch wouldn't have it.
Yeah. No, for some reason, my first concert pictures coming up before all my Paris pictures. Weird, but yeah, no, I just wanted to find...
Maybe there's a glitch going on. I think there's been a glitch.
Literally.
On Instagram?
And shout out to, I think it was SB that curled my hair. And she did such a good job.
Oh, yeah. She crushes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's so good. She's got the best hair.
But, yeah, we really did crush those outfits.
We did, yeah. Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. Like, that was a huge part of the Eras Tour that I think that a lot of people really got into and themselves get into was the planning of the outfits and making the friendship bracelets and doing all that. And it just was, it was so fun. Yeah. That was me when I was so cracked out making everybody those Paris bracelets, like, the night before. I was, like,
I still have mine.
Until, I know, me too. I was, like, up until, I don't even know what time, but I was, like, for weeks, I had been like, I'm going to make everyone a Paris bracelet. Like, that'll be so nice. I have so much time. Like, takes no time at all. Like, whatever. The night before, I had all the stuff. And I was like, this is so dumb if I don't just do this. And I was literally like, looked like a crackhead making 40 of those stupid bracelets. Yeah. But they were good. People
liked they were good for the memes.
Yeah, yeah. People thought it was cute. So that was good. But yes, thank you so much for the compliments. And we loved our outfits.
Yeah, if I could, I would up. I would do anything to go back in time to experience that again.
Me too.
Like the whole opening and everything and the drum line and everything was just so sick.
Oh yes, all right, we'll touch on that too quickly. Tortured Poets section, like being the first thing, like it was so amazing.
So
like,
just amazing.
Top to bottom, we were absolutely gagged, like jaws on the floor. Everything about it was nuts. Yeah. And we went night two, so we did know what was going to happen. Or we knew that it was added to the set list, obviously, but we didn't know exactly because we didn't want spoilers. Completely exceeded all
just
my expectations.
Blown away, yeah. It was really so cool. And it was cool because we got the experience from, like, up top. Mm-hmm. So, like, we got to see, like, all the new visuals on the stage and everything, which was really cool.
It
and,
was awesome.
Like, yeah, seeing Down Bad for the first time was so sick. And
that was so good from, like, from our, like, whatever our level was. Yeah. Like, it was, because we could really see the light and the spaceship, and we got the good angle for it. Oh, it was just awesome.
Yeah, and our surprise songs were awesome, too.
Too good. I have said it no less than 100 times in this pod, but, like, our live version of My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys made me love that song. Like, I liked
1,000%.
But I didn't think much of it.
1,000%. It made me, like, I feel like that has happened with so many surprise songs that I've gotten.
Totally.
Like, I wouldn't say that This Love was, like, in my, like, rotation that much when before got it as a surprise song. I could not stop listening to it after. Like, False God, Holy Ground. Like, same with that My Boy Only Breaks. Like, I feel like
False God.
More likely the surprise song. Even Tim McGraw. Like, I was not listening to McGraw, and when we got that, I was like, wait, I actually love this song. Like,
of course.
It makes you appreciate the song more, almost.
Without question.
Because it adds, like, the memory.
Completely. Yeah. And it taps right into nostalgia. Like,
yeah.
Tim McGraw specifically. It's like, that song came on. I remember crying. I remember tearing up.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
oh,
for
my
sure.
God. Like, this just feels, you know, I gotta call my dad, you know? Like,
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Okay, this was a very cute message.
Ooh.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. This is Anna.
Hey,
I've been
Anna.
A longtime listener for quite a while. I would say at the start of listening to the podcast, I watched, like, nearly every episode, but today I was going through a little bit of withdrawal from your guys' podcast, seeing that was Monday, so I decided to go through and find any episodes that I hadn't listened to, and I found one for my birthday back on October 8th.
Oh, no.
And I went back to listen to it, and you guys, I got so nostalgic. First off, I just want to mention that I don't know why I found it so funny, but Kelly, when you guys were predicting what she would wear to the upcoming game, what Taylor would wear, you mentioned those Abercrombie Chiefs sweatshirts, and it just cracked me up because we know that later, like now we know that at the Super Bowl, you ended up wearing one. So I just think it's so funny how looking back at that stuff, like how much stuff you guys like predicted. You guys also mentioned like how fun it would be the upcoming shows because she was going back to the U.S. for the final, you know, like those indie shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just think it was so funny you guys predicting the new outfits and all this stuff. So I don't know why it was like a tearjerker. I was like, oh my God, wait, I missed the Eras Tour because I went to Indie Night 3 with my sister, my big sister, and it was so awesome.
I love that.
I just think if either of you guys or any of the listeners are feeling nostalgic for the Eras Tour, definitely listening to your guys' old episodes where you guys were predicting what would happen or changes that would be made just made my heart so happy, and I just look so forward to listening to you guys every week. Every Tuesday and Thursday. Loyal listener here, and I love you both. Have a great night.
Such a sweet message, right?
Thank you so much. We love you so much.
So cute.
I'm tearing. Like, what the fuck? It's honestly so it is funny to like go back. Sometimes I go back and I never watch like the full episodes, but I'll go back and I'll look at clips sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, we're hilarious. Like, we're
to say the least.
So funny.
Oh, like, we're so funny.
But it is funny too, the stuff that we say and predict and whatever, and then things that do eventually end up happening. Like, it's not even like we're predicting stuff that's hard to predict.
No.
But we just say it with such conviction. We're like, this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then when it does, 8 months later, it's like, whoa, we called it. It's like, Oh, you called Taylor Swift at a game wearing a sweater? Wow.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is it's a cute idea, like fun idea to go back and listen to like the old stuff. I mean, even like... Like, I went back so long ago, like, because we had, like, this whole thing at work where we had to, like, delete old stuff. So I was, like, going back and, like, deleting old clips. And I was watching, like, old clips from, like, the first episodes. We're talking about, like, Travis. And
I'm, like, afraid to even look at them.
No,
like,
and one of the clips, I literally was, like, I don't think they're going to last. I was like,
Jason Kelsey literally retweeted me being like, Travis is gross, disgusting. So whatever you said, is not, I'm sure.
Like, I was like, I think they're so cute, but like, I just don't think they're going to last. Like, she's going on tour, like the football season starting, like all this stuff.
They're too busy to be in a relationship.
That's literally what I think I said. I was like, I just think they're going to get so busy. Like, it's going to be hard. And like, little did we know, I was just so wrong. Like, they were going out of their way big time to make things work, which is so cute. And I'm so happy, obviously. But it's just so funny how wrong at times we were, but also like how right we were at times too.
It's fun too to like, I don't know, to especially the moments we are wrong, like that's funny to me. Funny that we were again saying things with such conviction. What are we talking about?
Our asses
very much too, like, and I still feel this way, like no one's listening. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm just talking.
Yeah,
like, who's gonna hear me?
You know what I mean? And I feel like
literally
that's
everyone.
Kind of the best way to go about podcasting. It's the only way to talk like no one's listening.
Talk like no one's listening, because otherwise you won't say anything at all.
Yeah, true that.
Thank you for all those compliments. That was so nice.
Yeah,
and
very
sweet. Please, everyone, feel free to go back and listen to every single one of our episodes,
100 times over.
Yeah, just have them on repeat in the background.
Yeah,
like,
with the sound off.
Yeah, yeah. Let it play for 24 hours straight.
Yeah,
who
knows? Okay, last one.
Okay, hi, it's Lynn from Chicago again. Sorry, this is so embarrassing and this is so long. You do not have to put this on air. You could just sum it up if you want to.
I don't feel like
you need to air this. But okay, still part number two. Oh. So, like I was saying, do you think that there's any inkling that Taylor knows about your guys' podcast? Only because the whole Dave thing and the letter and the concerts and him meeting the mom, the brother, and all this stuff. Because I do truly think that she or her team know about you guys. I wonder what you guys think. And I have a prediction that in the future, there is going to be some sort of sign that Taylor knows about you guys.
Stop.
Whether
no,
it be her team sending you guys something. I don't think it would be anything to do with like a song, unfortunately. That would be so sick. But
imagine Taylor watched the song.
There's gonna be some sign that she knows about you guys.
And these creepy girls.
I have a feeling, but let me know your thoughts. Once again, so sorry for this long ass voicemail. This is so
no, girl, I missed the whole first part.
We missed the first part. We'll save part one for next week.
Yeah, for next week. I'll go back and find it.
Her shout out, she's gonna put out a remix of But Daddy, I Love Him, and it's gonna be God Save the Most Judgmental Creeps. Taylor Watch.
Gia and Kelly.
Gia and Kelly of Taylor Watch.
Gia and
Mind
Kelly
your
and
fucking
the Sunday
business.
Best. Can these bitches just shut the fuck up? They don't know me or my life at all.
Cancel the podcast. You're all creepy as fuck.
I would literally kill myself.
Dave Portnoy, please fire these girls. I love the confidence that this person slash a lot of people do say this. They're like, she's got to know who you are, like blah blah blah. I refuse
to let myself go into that dip my toes into that delusion, because if I do, I will become insufferable.
Same.
And also, like, I don't ever want to feel like I can't like express an opinion or like say something. So like, I don't want to have that in the back of my head of like, oh my god, what if she's listening? Like, because that's such a 0.000% chance that like that's actually a fact. So I don't want to like bite my tongue on anything.
Totally. We also get accused all the time of being too far up her ass to begin with. So it's like, or at least I do. Everyone's always like, oh well, Or do you get that too? Where it's like, you just love Taylor, and so you just like will say whatever is like good for her. I'm like, well, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, sue me.
Yeah, but if we have to be objective about something, we can also be objective about things. We just sometimes choose not to.
Yeah, I think we err on the side of like a truthful lens, but I think we always try to like proceed with caution because at the end of the day, we are literally two bitches telling each other exactly. Like, we don't have any inkling of if what we're speculating on is true or not until, like, you know, stuff comes out or whatever, until things are confirmed or denied or whatever it is. And so at the end of the day, it is weird because, like, you know, we have to we talk about her in a way as if, like, we know her sometimes. But I do feel like we, you know, put out, like, public service announcement.
We put a million disclaimers.
We know, like, we don't know her, and we know that we don't know what we're talking about, but, you know.
And we've said it many a time that this podcast is very loosely based in fact.
Loosely.
We've said that a million times over, and so, you know, apologies to anyone who takes it too seriously.
Right.
We're just regurgitating everything we see online. You can see the same stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of shit. But
and I
back to the idea of Taylor listening. I think, first of all, I don't think she's ever listened to an episode.
No, no way in hell.
Do I think that she knows that Barstool Sports has a Taylor Swift podcast? Probably.
Maybe.
I don't think she knows who we are. I don't think anything, but I'm sure that there's a level of that. Because if she knows Dave, then I feel like it would be weird not to mention, oh yeah, they've got a whole pot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
And we've been cease and desisted before for our merch.
That is
so
true.
So they know we exist in that way.
That is true. So like technically Taylor's team did reach out to us.
Technically we're on her radar. So technically we're next up in line for the interview.
What was my thing where I was like, oh my God, she watches the show.
Oh my God, it was the surprise songs.
Yeah.
You would guess them exactly. In like Toronto or something, right?
Right.
Oh, or fuck, it was the combo, like, and you had, I think, you
right.
Had, like,
oh my God, it was
the lines, like you were like,
yes,
these lines.
I
and
forget
she did exactly
what it
that.
Was, but it was like me literally too. The two songs. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that she combined them together. I have to go back and look.
I can't remember either. Because everyone
remember.
Was blowing you up to about
yeah.
that, like because it was
that
so...
was like a crazy moment. Where I was like,
it was like
okay,
a weird...
like did she see a clip or something?
Completely, because
like...
it was a weird combo too. Like it was a very creative, good combo
yeah.
that no one thought about. And you said it, and then literally three days later, she's got it on the stage.
Right.
It was kind of nuts. And then the other moment where I thought that she was paying attention, this was me, you know, this was what a stretch, but I was going through a hard time. I was like having a really bad week and like, you know, whatever, and talking about it openly on the pod. And then she did the I Hate It Here Lakes mashup. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like, it's for you. Obviously not for me, like not even close.
No, but it feels like in the moment.
Sometimes it feels like it, yeah.
I can't find the clip.
I also
oh,
get
I
so oh yeah, I think it would have been too old. I also get so paranoid about that video that I made about Travis and Jason
right.
seeing it. So I'm like, if she knows us, is she gonna be able to figure out that I made that video? Is she gonna know that I was being like overdramatic on purpose? Like if you know
right.
or does she hate my guts
that you've completely
and then it
changed
has
your
ruined
mind.
Us?
You right,
know what I'm
right,
like,
right.
I worry about that all the time. I like lose sleep a lot. But I, in my head, I'm like, if ever...
I hope she would give you a second chance.
I would hope so. Or
yeah.
at least a chance to explain. Like,
right,
girl, please.
Right.
You know I'm a massive fan. Like, I was being dramatic. I was being over the top. I'm fighting with people on purpose. Like, you know, whatever. And honestly, since that time, I've kind of not done that anymore. Like, I'm too afraid to do, like, a rant video. I'm too afraid to, like, be, like, over the top or whatever on purpose because I'm so scarred from, like, Jason seeing it and me really worrying that he didn't realize I was, like, half joking.
Half,
you know?
Yeah.
But, like, oh, boy.
It's hard to...
But that would kill me. Like, if we like, never had a chance to talk to Taylor because I made that video, you know, before she and Travis even started hanging out, I would be, like, so... I'd have so much guilt. I'd be
yeah.
sick, you know what I mean?
I don't think
so
that's the case.
I don't think so either. But I do lose sleep over it.
I
but
mean,
we'll see. Who knows? Maybe, you know, when she comes on the pod, we can just clear it all up.
Right. We can clear it all up.
We can just
you
call
can,
Taylor
You can
up.
Tell your side of the story. Mm-hmm. I think she would understand. Mm-hmm. I think she would be like, yeah, maybe she even had that perception of him at the
maybe.
Moment, you know? Like,
maybe.
He, a big football bro
Who
that she didn't
us?
Get. Yeah.
Who among us hasn't judged a football player? Let's be
right,
real.
Right. Exactly.
Prematurely. Let's be real.
Okay.
Thank you for that voicemail regardless.
Yes.
Great voicemail.
Okay, let's jump into DMs.
Slay. Slay.
Okay. All this clowning for TS-12 has me wondering, what kind of sound do you think TS-12 will have? I know we all kind of assume the lyric / storyline will be about Travis, which seems likely, but I'm curious what the actual music genre vibe will be. Because Taylor's been so great at creating a new sound for each past album, I have a hard time even imagining what sounds are left for her to tackle. Sure. That's probably because she's a musical genius and I'm not, haha. But curious what you guys think is next, EDM vibey dance, more ballady, R&B, rock. Let me know your thoughts. Love you guys.
My gut instincts tell me like a soft rock.
Okay.
I think that it would be a lot of like I almost want to say like a, we were talking about like Pat Benatar and Blondie and everything the other day. I forget why. We're comparing somebody else to them.
Maybe Miley.
Miley. Yeah. Yes. I think that like soft rock genre hasn't had a lot going on lately. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not very tapped in, I guess. Maybe I'm not. But we haven't had like those rock songs or like the genre of like punk rock but soft. Like, I don't know. I could envision some, you know, like maybe an Alanis Morissette vibe or like a the Cardigans, like those kind of place, like Love Fool, you know, the song Love Fool, like the love me,
oh yeah, yeah,
say that you love, like that genre of like female singers, I feel like hasn't had anybody really in there in a while. And if Miley's tone is gonna kind of be like that, maybe the tone of music is shifting kind of that direction. Because even somebody was talking about at the Grammys, like how they're not showing, or they're you know, giving awards to Green Day and stuff still, but there are, I guess, a lot of like really good rock bands that are out right now that aren't getting any shine and aren't really getting the attention that they deserve. And like a lot of people are talking about how the like winds need to shift in that direction. And I'm not saying Taylor's like on just trying to be on trend,
right?
But it kind of is like the only genre she's not touched on that kind of makes sense for her to dip into.
Yeah.
And if TS-12 is going to be like a Travis album, that's kind of his vibe too. You know? Right. Like, I feel like he's a soft rock kind of guy.
I could see that. The only thing that makes me think differently is if the aesthetic is what we think it is, with like the orange and the pink and purple and all that stuff. Like, to me, that kind of gives me like dancey, whimsical, like summer, like
sure,
let your hair down kind of songs.
Sure, sure. Like, I think that can slide
coincide
into like a, yeah,
yeah, for
that,
sure,
that could match up.
Yeah.
And I like that color scheme a lot, so I'm curious just about how it's gonna
right
be.
Like, I just feel like that color scheme matches like a like kind of like an ethereal vibe.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
It's very girly.
Yeah.
And so I think, yeah, that's why I feel like, you know,
the clip was Torture Poets Department and Maroon was the
song. There you go.
Yeah,
there
yeah
you go.
Sorry,
oh,
that was annoying
yes
me so much.
No. I was wanting to know that then answer too. I
that's what
like
it was. Torture
amazing
Poets Department, Maroon.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was right, which is kind of a random mashup.
Yeah.
If you think, and then when you really
think
about it, you're like, ooh,
who's gonna
yeah, that's it.
Love you,
Maroon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Who's gonna love you, Maroon?
Like it was perfect.
It really, and,
yeah,
it, and it sounded great. The mashup was awesome.
But yeah, I feel like, you know, I honestly kind of feel like she might like dip her toes back into like some 1989 vibes.
Yes.
You know,
which I still also kind of think falls under that umbrella, like true pop. I think it'll be like that as the base, but I do think it'll be a little like, I think this album will be the mix of Midnights and 1989.
Love that.
You know what I mean?
I would die for that.
That sounds really good to me.
Yeah.
And I think that that's just kind of, those colors kind of speak to it in that way, where they're lighter. It's not very, you know.
It fits that ethereal vibe.
We got that, all the moodiness out on Torture Poets. Like, I'll be surprised if there's even like one sad song. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like it might be more upbeat.
Yes,
but, she does
but
like
I feel like
song
she always kind of likes to include, like, even with like Lover, like she like put in Death by the Thousand Cuts.
Totally
kinda,
agree.
Like, yeah.
It's a sad song disguised as a happy song.
Right.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay, last one. Hey guys, this is Jake, longtime listener, and you are both so awesome.
Oh, thanks,
I love
Jake.
The podcast and all the fun ideas and energy you bring to Barstool.
Oh my god.
I just wanted to point out that Kelly might be an Easter egg for Rep TV.
What?
Yes. And she doesn't even realize.
Taylor's been here all along. What if I was like, Gia, I've been keeping a huge secret from you. Taylor Swift actually came to my house and told me like to hype up Rep as much as possible. You. No, I would never keep that secret.
I would kill you. I'd be like, what? And you did it in my
night. She made me sign an NDA.
You didn't tell me to stand outside your apartment?
No, that would literally be my like, that would be my one caveat. Like Taylor Swift could show up at my door unannounced and it'd be only her. And she'd be like, let me in. I'd be like, of course. Would you like a glass of wine? You know?
Yeah.
And then we'd sit down and we'd have wine and we'd be best friends. But then she'd be like, I got to tell you some secrets, but you can't tell a single fucking soul. And I will make you sign an NDA before you leave. I would be like, amend that NDA because I need to include Gia on this. And I will. And she will also keep her mouth shut. Yeah. But it needs to happen. And then she'd be like, okay,
fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, negotiate a little
And then
bit.
I'd be like, and by the way, I also have been recording this the whole time, and Gia's on her way. Like, Gia's actually on FaceTime right
she's
now.
Actually on, like, she's actually in the lobby. She'll be here
in
2 seconds.
She's actually downstairs, and she's ready to come up. Yeah. You know, I don't need it. We can both just sign the NDA, get it out of the way. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Okay, wait, continue. How am I the Easter egg? Oh, my God, imagine.
Kelly might be an Easter egg for Rep TV, and she doesn't even realize. If you guys remember, especially Kelly, Taylor debuted the Karma music video at MetLife Night 1, her show, as well as singing Getaway Car for the first time. And that was May 26th.
Exactly
2 years ago from this year's American Music Awards. Just curious of your thoughts on this and how I think maybe Getaway Car is a bigger theme than we think. I mean, she did mash it up with August and The Other Side of the Door, which also has been highly clowned over. I hope I hear your thoughts this week and keep being awesome. So this comes out because I saw something about Getaway Car on Twitter.
Yes.
How they were like, they performed it on May 26th with Jack.
I totally forgot that my show was May 26th.
Yeah.
I'm sick to my fucking stomach. Thank you for this guy to bring that
Shout
up.
Shout out to Jake.
I'm an Easter egg.
No, literally.
I'm an Easter egg. I'm losing my shit over this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
I did not even put two and two together. And also, wait, Getaway Car. They literally jump in the Getaway Car at the end of the I Can See You music video.
Right.
Remember?
And like,
Getaway Car is a constant.
And like Travis was like, oh, like, and then we drove off in the Getaway Car. You know what I mean?
And then they literally drove off in the Getaway Car.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
I wonder if Getaway Car could be like the music video for Reputation Taylor's version. You know what I mean? Like,
that would be fucking awesome. And like literally. About time. Also, maybe they'll re-release Getaway Car as like a single again or something.
I would love that.
Because it wasn't at the time. I think the only ones were Ready For It and Look What You Made Me Do.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. That's nuts. How did I not remember about May 26th and Getaway Car in the same thing? That's fucking nuts.
I just feel like.
And the Karma music video premiere.
All these
I
little.
I totally forgot I was even there for that.
Yeah. Like, I think the Karma music video.
That is huge.
That definitely goes hand in hand, right?
Oh my God. You know how they say that a lot of people at the Eras Tour like got amnesia?
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now.
Oh, totally.
Show. Like discovering this, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? All right. Well, now that I know that I'm an Easter egg, I'm going to go back and draw all the parallels. I'm going to go back and relive that. I'm going to go through all the videos on my phone and relive
We're gonna
that
We're going to have to
night.
Put you in the vault.
That's what I'm saying.
And protect you.
Let me out. Yeah. Joey King, let me out. Taylor Lautner, do a flip.
Yeah.
Get me the fuck out of here.
That's hilarious. You're like in the glass cabinet with Cam.
Yeah.
Oh!
Exactly. Yeah. Taylor's
Imagine we just
like
saw
this.
You on stage one day.
Oh my God.
Going through.
One night and one night only, the Eras Tour is back, but I'm in the,
yeah.
I'm wearing the Rep outfit in the box and she
so
breaks
shout
it
out to Jake for making that connection.
Wow, Jake. Thank you. Seriously. Oh my God.
But yeah, I think all the signs are aligning and like it's just
the stars
really
are aligning.
All the stars are aligning, should I say? Yes, and I just feel like
planets and the fates and all the stars align, right?
That's yeah,
the
line from you Mastermind. And I ended up in the same room at the same time. You and Taylor, May 26th.
Exactly. And Jack.
And Jack. Yeah, so like.
And Maroon was playing. Oh my God.
I really, really have my clown nose on.
No, me too. Yeah. And I'm so glad that you do because it makes me feel better about having it. Like, it's like I'm not being delusional this time. I really think May 26th.
Like,
AMA
I had my
clown something.
Nose, like, you know, not all the way on my nose for iHeart.
Yeah.
Now it's fully inserted.
It's fully on.
Like, honk that shit.
It's, yeah, honk it up. It's like, it's blended into your face.
Right.
Now.
Like, yeah. It's, like, it's just a part of my
you've
nose.
You've got the lace. Yeah, you've got the lace glued down.
Yeah, exactly.
There. We had a funny, well, should we save it as a surprise if nothing happens, or should we tell
people? Oh, yeah, save it as a surprise. Yeah.
If nothing happens on the 26th, we have a funny surprise. Yeah. So, but if it does, then...
So if nothing happens, like, we still have our own.
We still have something funny.
Our own announcement.
Exactly. Exactly. So look forward to that. Worst case scenario, but I do believe that we will get something good.
Yeah.
Wow, what a day. Great episode. Great voicemails. Thank you guys, as always.
Yeah, fun episode.
Fun episode. Thank you guys, as always, for calling in and leaving voicemails and sending us notes and hyping us up and making us feel good. Thank you to everybody that consistently goes back and re-listens.
Yes.
And acts like what we say is for real.
Yeah.
And
we love you guys so much. Yeah, we really do.
As always, Thursdays are our favorites.
Yep.
We love these episodes. So thank you guys so much for all of your contributions, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Love you guys.